Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Starts right now. The Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Michael Jenkins. Over the next couple of segments, here's what's on tap. We'll start with college football futures. And of course, we've already had some marquee matchups, enough to see where most of the contenders have been tested just a little bit. But is it still too early to really pull the trigger on who wins the national championship? At 7:20, we've got a couple game threes in the divisional series of Major League Baseball. Mariners Tigers tied at one game apiece. Meanwhile, the Yankees one game away from elimination, courtesy of the Blue Jays. We'll give you our best bets for both those games, all next on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. All right, Jenks, as you know, there's been all kinds of drama at the University of North Carolina when it comes to their football program, whether it's Jordan Hudson's outfits on the sideline or this tweet that a lot of people saw yesterday. So here was the claim, courtesy of Ross Martin, who is a beat writer, or I believe he is a college football writer for CBS Sports. He said this, according to sources inside the University of North Carolina football program, it is a directive from the staff to not tweet or retweet anything Patriots related. That's clearly why UNC football has not posted anything from the Drake May electric primetime win over the Buffalo Bills. This was tweeted at 7:01 a.m. yesterday. And I will say this, 2 hours after this tweet was posted, Carolina football finally posted some highlights of Drake May from that game. But I don't know who to believe here. Do you think this actually is something that was said in the Carolina football program? Do you think it's just their intern did not post these until, you know, maybe too late? What do you think's going on here?
Well, based on that tweet and based on a number of stories that are starting to filter out from inside the program, it wouldn't surprise me. Like, there's another deep dive that came out yesterday, and it talks to a bunch of boosters and alumni and people inside the athletic department, and they all describe what is pretty much a bunch of dysfunction. Like, there's no real organization. You've heard Bill Belichick come out and talk about building for the future, and even the current players have said, we're not building for the future. We're trying to win now. So there's a disconnect there. And, of course, if you go back to the whole Jordan Hudson thing and sort of the clamps that she tried to put on the department, who knows exactly what's going on, but at some point, when you have enough pieces of evidence, where do all these pieces point? And they point to the Carolina program kind of being a mess right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. If it was one piece of evidence, you would say, okay, maybe it's a one-off. But the problem is we are getting a whole flood of evidence that's saying, like, the priorities are not in place right now. And I feel like, I don't want to speculate, but doesn't this move feel like it has Jordan Hudson written all over it? You can't be tweeting stuff about the Patriots. Like, Bill Belichick 5 years ago probably wouldn't care. He didn't even know what social media was. He called it Snapface. So I don't know if this is her doing, saying, hey, we're not going to promote the Patriots. But, like, Drake May was a very popular player at UNC. And especially when you're tweeting out highlights of other UNC players in the pros, it just, it feels very odd to leave him out of this. And again, they did scramble and finally put something together. So I don't know if that person is in trouble now or if this was their attempt at, you know, negating this PR disaster. But at the end of the day, like, none of this is going to go away until Carolina starts winning. And it feels like that day ain't coming.
Yeah, I think the Patriots stuff is all Bill. Like, he obviously has been at odds with Robert Kraft for a long time. And there was that story a couple months ago where he didn't want, what, Patriots scouts at Carolina games, whatever it was. So when it comes to the Patriots, it wouldn't surprise me at all if Bill Belichick is making sure that the Patriots don't get any pub or they don't get any access when it comes to social media or things that are said or how things are posted. I think Jordan Hudson has a lot to do with that. I think ultimately this is a combination of both, and it's the worst of two worlds. You've got a guy who's never coached college football, who is possibly coaching in a game that has passed him by, who has a lot of bitterness towards his former team, and then conversely, you've got his muse or his girlfriend, his partner, whatever, who absolutely has some sort of motivation in mind, which is either to get clicks, which is either to make money, which is either to promote herself as much as possible. So when you take two sort of toxic circumstances and you throw them together, what do you get? You get an athletic program that is absolutely faltering and which is a mess right now.
I feel like I didn't live through this, so I don't know if this is an apt comparison, but I always hear like the term Yoko Ono. Jinx. Is Jordan Hudson Yoko Ono here? Or is she not like breaking up a band? So maybe it's not the right comparison.
Can I just say for the record, I'm not 90. So let's get that out there. Like, okay. The Beatles were before I was born. And yes, Yoko Ono came along late in John Lennon's career. Okay. Jinx, tell us about your experience in the Civil War. So here's the thing. A lot of what I know is what I've read and what I've researched and not necessarily what I experienced at the time. But yes, if you read a lot about Yoko Ono's influence on John Lennon and the Beatles, she definitely had what many would say is a very negative effect. She affected his songwriting in a way that wasn't necessarily positive, and you probably won't hear a lot of other members of the Beatles say amazing things about Yoko Ono based on what I've read. Was I alive during the British invasion? I was not. Just so we're clear. I bet we keep going deeper and deeper. When Genghis Khan, Jinx, okay, here we go.
I'm sorry, I didn't know the boundary. I pushed the boundary
and
I already went
past it.
So
it's
sorry.
No, it's all good.
But you always talk about like these like people from like the 70s and stuff. So like, I don't know. It's just like your historical knowledge is better than mine. So I thought I'd try. Boundary crossed. I apologize.
No, it's
all right, Jinx. Let's switch gears to college football, and maybe we can see the future when it comes to who is raising the trophy at the end of the year. If you are betting on football this season, you got to do it over at BetMGM because they've got a college football parlay boost token. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use this parlay boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay only at BetMGM. All right, Jinx, here is how the College Football Futures Board currently sits. To win the Natty, Ohio State is your favorite, plus 425, Oregon 5-1, Bama 7-1, Miami 8-1, Georgia 10-1, Oklahoma, which you probably will not be putting your money on, is 15-1, Texas is still 16-1, and Ole Miss is 18-1. Are these current? Texas is still 16-1?
Yeah. I mean, I don't get it either. I think Texas is crazy overvalued. I think people are just looking for value. They're assuming that Arch will put it together. If you look at their schedule, I mean, if they went out, you know, they have a chance. But are they going to beat Oklahoma? Are they going to beat Georgia? Are they going to beat Texas A&M? No, I don't think they are. But I think people are just looking for value and thinking, hey, this is the preseason favorite to win the national title. Now you can get them at 16-1. I would not bet it myself, but I understand why they're sitting there. But I I'm a little surprised at it as well.
Yeah, I think if it was just an Arch Manning problem, then maybe you could overlook that and say, hey, he's going to get better. But I've been surprised at some of the other problems that Texas has had. You know, being pushed around on the line of scrimmage where both their offensive and their defensive lines have not looked nearly as talented as maybe we had thought. So I'm going to sit out the Texas one and maybe put my money elsewhere. But what other numbers jump out to you? Like for me, Miami at 8-1, Miami looks damn good. Their defensive line is absolutely you know, incredible. They've got a veteran quarterback in Carson Beck. What number stands out to you?
It's not on the board right now, or is it? Oh, there it is. Oh, God, this pains me to say. Texas Tech at 25-1 is very interesting. I think they aren't quite at the level of an Ohio State or Oregon or Miami, but I'll tell you they're close. And if you look at the money that they're spending money in the college portal is kind of a dangerous game. You never know how it's going to work out. Ask Texas A&M. They did this, in the final year of Jimbo Fisher, and you had a bunch of guys making a ton of money, and they're a bunch of mercenaries, but they never really came together as a team. The opposite is happening at Texas Tech, where they brought in David Bailey and Skylar Gill-Howard and Jacob Rodriguez is one of the best linebackers in the country. They got Baron Morton last week at quarterback. And this is a team that, remember, they went into Utah and dominated one of the best offensive lines in the country. They haven't really been challenged yet. They go to Arizona State, and then who else do they host? They host someone else who I think is of significance here, but they don't really have a schedule in front of them that may hand them a loss. Like, they could absolutely go into the playoff undefeated. They're really strong at the line of scrimmage. They have great quarterback play. Like, Texas Tech is a real threat, I think, at 25-1. I think maybe they're a year away, but maybe they're not.
I think this is a math problem, because over at BetMGM, Texas Tech is -190 to make the college football playoff. So if you think they have a very good chance to make it to the college football playoff, and their national championship odds are 25-1, because, like, think about it. When we play the futures market, it's not simply about hitting on plays. It's, hey, can they get to the championship game where we have one side of the coin at 25-1? You can hedge and make yourself a nice little payday, you know, with those kind of odds. So I think maybe you can make a case on it there. But my question would be, okay, how good is Utah? Like, I do think they're a very talented team, but a team that's fallen out of the top 25. And it's just, it's really going to be tough for us to know how good and how talented Texas Tech really is, because they only have two teams that are ranked remaining on their schedule. Like, they go on the road to Arizona State, like you said. Arizona State is ranked 21st, and they have number 18 BYU at home on November 8th. But is that talent really the level of the big dogs? You know, so I think it's a big unknown, but that's why you're getting 25-1.
Yeah, I think they're well coached. They're super talented. That defense can play with anyone in the country. And also, it's relative, right? Like, if you look at their schedule, okay, it's not the toughest schedule, but they've been handling their business. Like, if they were squeaking by in sort of a mediocre Big 12 schedule, you say, I don't think these guys are ready for the upper echelon of college football. And maybe they won't be. But I think last week they had, Houston? And Houston is a decent outfit, and they just dominated the Cougars from the outset. Like, it wasn't close. So I also think when you have a team that has nothing to lose and has zero expectations, it also means they can surprise you as well. Like, Texas sort of felt the weight of those expectations. Penn State has felt the weight of those expectations. Texas Tech is a team that people are sort of talking about, but if you're actually discussing the national title, people aren't worried about Texas Tech, which means they can just play with their hair on fire and not worry about expectations and try and shock the world.
Right. A team that I do think is interesting, and you're not going to love this because they do have a big game this weekend, is Oklahoma. And we still don't know if John Mateer, their star quarterback, is going to play this weekend. I know you've always had the sneaking suspicion that, oh, it's a rivalry game. Surprise, surprise, he's back in the lineup. But Oklahoma has flashed some real top-end talent. At 15-1, when John Mateer comes back, do you think this is a championship contender?
I don't think so. I think they're very good, but I think they have some warts. I think they're going to have issues running the ball against top 10 teams. I think my issue with Oklahoma is that, as good as Mateer is, how did he get into this circumstance in the first place? They ask him to do a little bit of everything. And so that's all well and fine, but asking your college quarterback to do everything and play hero ball is a very dangerous proposition, especially against really good defenses. And the Sooners have a decision to make. I think they're probably going to try and play Mateer, and Brent Venables won't say either way, because they do this every year. Oh, this guy's not going to play. He's not going to play. And then he plays. However, this is a weakened Texas team. Michael Hawkins Jr. looked good last week. And also, do you really want to put a quarterback in the game who's not 100% against his Texas defense, ask him to do everything and then potentially risk the rest of your season. It's going to be very peculiar to see what the Sooners do.
I feel like I didn't get your take on Miami, and we're running out of time, but man, Miami looks good. And I'm looking at their schedule. It feels like a very winnable schedule. It does feel like they're the team to beat out of the ACC, especially since Clemson does not look that great this year. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in Miami?
Yeah, I do. Although I will say, in a big spot, wouldn't it be like Mario Cristobal to make some sort of decision where you're like, oh my God, did you just cost this team the game? And I'm trying to warm up to the idea that Carson Beck can get it done. I feel like I'm waiting on Carson Beck to have a classic Carson Beck game where he just loses his mind and throws two or three really bad picks, but we haven't seen it yet. And also, look, who do they play? Their schedule is smooth sailing from here on out. So it's just a matter of being focused, making the playoff, and trying to win a natty.
Right. That's half the battle. It's like, if you get in the college football playoff, you probably have a good chance, because it doesn't feel like anybody's totally dominant this year in college football. All right, coming up next, switching gears to baseball, a couple of game threes on the schedule, our best bets for Mariners, Tigers, and Blue Jays and Yankees. On the other end, it's the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're back on a Tuesday. And because it is the best time of year, we have playoff baseball. I know that normally Tuesdays are not the best day of the week because you're like, all right, so it's not Monday. I'm tired from Monday Night Football. And we don't get football again until Thursday night. But, Jenks, this has been incredible. Like, yeah. We have primetime football on Mondays, and we also have postseason baseball every single day of the week. It's been absolutely incredible. And I feel like this has been something that I have been watching the games with my five-year-old daughter, mm-hmm. much to her chagrin. She would much rather watch something else. But I feel like there's been a lot of teachable moments because she is struggling in softball to realize that it's a game of failure. You know, mm-hmm. you're going to get tagged out. You're going to strike out. So it's very nice for me to look at the TV and say, hey, these are the best athletes in the world. This is the best league in the world. And these guys are still striking out. Ohtani had, what, the golden sombrero the other night?
Yeah.
And the other thing is teaching hustle. Like, we saw this last night where Teoscar Hernandez hit a little dinky, like, grounder to the pitcher. And Lizardo kind of fumbles it a bit. And Teoscar Hernandez is jogging to first. If he would have hustled to first base, there is a chance he would have been safe.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, you're like, it's the postseason. This is not a regular season game against the Rockies. You have to hustle. So it's very nice for me to look at this and say, hey, Blake, no matter where you are, you can always control the effort you put into a play. And you need to remember that you do not give up until the play is over. It's wild how this is a talking point at ages 5 all the way up to the very tip top of every sport.
Yeah, it's not the glamorous part of the sport. And I think I don't want to be someone who just blames everything on social media, but it changes your mindset. It changes your perception of things, right? So what are things that you see? You see the bat flips. You see guys dripped out. They look great, right? But what you don't see, you're not going to see a highlight of a hustle play, like a guy running out a routine grounder because just maybe there's an error and he ends up getting on base, or the guy drops the ball at first and somehow he gets on and he can generate a run that way. Or doing something that, you know, you speed over and maybe you grab a fly ball that another guy in the outfield can't get. Like, those aren't exciting plays, but they are plays that are critical to winning championship games. And you can kind of get caught up in the highlights as opposed to the things that aren't necessarily promoted.
But it does feel like this week in particular, we have seen all the lowlights.
Yeah.
Of, like, when you don't follow through. Like, the guy dropping the ball before the end zone. Even the week before in the NFL, where we had all those blocked kicks, you know, that turned out to be, like, the game-breaking play that decides the game. So it's just one of those things where it just feels like it's been, like, a fluky week across all sports. But listen, when the margin of error is that thin, like when we're talking about postseason baseball, when we're talking about winning games in the NFL, that's sometimes the difference maker. And maybe it will be the difference maker tonight if you're betting on baseball. If you are wagering some coin on Major League Baseball, you might as well do it over at BetMGM. Swing big on your next MLB parlay. Use this parlay boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits, only at BetMGM. All right, Jenks, let's start with the early game. 4:08 Eastern start for Mariners and Tigers. This series is tied at one game apiece. The Mariners are favored in this one at -130. Tigers +110. Total of 7.5 runs. Logan Gilbert squaring off with Jack Flaherty. So, Jenks, we have not been one to trust Jack Flaherty.
Oh.
But
no,
what's
thanks.
The play here? Do you trust the Mariners?
I think if I'm playing this game, I kind of like the over, but I would trust the Mariners more than I would the Tigers. I mean, Logan Gilbert, even though he hasn't been great on the road this season, he's actually been very solid over his last 5 starts. And Seattle is a good over team on the road. They tend to generate runs. And also, let's break this down to brass tacks. If you're looking at this pitching matchup, isn't your first inclination to say, oh, I'm trusting Logan Gilbert instead of Jack Flaherty? Jack Flaherty's been just fine. But he's, what, 3 in the rotation? You know, he's not that ace that the Tigers thought he was going to be when he was drafted. And for me, when you've got an ERA of 4.64 and you have the propensity to get blown up from time to time against this Mariners lineup, and I like the Mariners playing away from Seattle because that's such a pitcher's park, then I would go Mariners. It's a pretty cheap price at -130 here. I just don't believe in the Tigers. Okay, fine. You know, you got past the Guardians and you got a game here, but ultimately I still don't believe in Detroit.
I think it's tough because both these games have been really low scoring. In fact, both of them had final scores of 3-2, the Tigers winning the first game 3-2, and then game 2 it was the Mariners that won 3-2 on the late game heroics of Julio Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh, who I believe was on second and scored the winning run. But I think maybe this one has a different feel to it. Like, I know you mentioned the over, but maybe the sabotage factor is that we do have one game in which Jack Flaherty pitched against the Mariners, 2 earned runs over 5 innings and 7 strikeouts. Again, it's only one sample size. It's only one game. And I would say that I'm not going to be shocked if the Mariners score some runs off Flaherty here, but maybe that's your sabotage factor for the over. And plus, I feel like both these bullpens have been better. Like, again, both the final scores were 3-2, but at some point I do think at least the Mariners side of things, at least that side of the lineup, I do think has a breakout game at some point. I'm not sure if I trust the Tigers, though, to carry the load, offensively speaking, because Jenks, this was the problem against the Guardians. It was the Tigers lineup that really had trouble generating runs, and Logan Gilbert is a solid pitcher.
I think that's the issue. Man, I'm gone back and forth. I'm either going to play the over or maybe the Mariners here. This opened at minus. All right, it's kind of sitting the same. We've seen a little money come in on Seattle. But I just ultimately, even if I want to go with Detroit here, like, are they going to generate the runs? That's just what it comes down to. This is a team that, and they did early in the season, right? Like, this was a team that early in the season, their bats were red hot, and they just dropped off the face, which is why they gave up that 15.5 game lead in the division, because they just stopped hitting. And even going back to the Guardians-Tigers series, how many times were we on the under in that series? Because we knew nobody's going to hit in this game. So that's the one thing that gives me pause when betting on Detroit. If you're looking at the over, okay, can Detroit help us get there? Or if you're backing the Tigers, will they generate enough runs to hang with the Mariners? Detroit's a tough call for me.
Okay, so my next question is, would you rather bet on the Mariners today, or would you rather bet on the series price? Because it's very similar. The Mariners at minus 125, the Tigers plus 105. So you can get the Mariners today at minus 130. If you had to choose one of these bets, do you trust them today, or do you say, hey, over the larger sample size, even if they don't get it done today, this is a Mariners lineup that I think is the better one?
I think that's probably where I would go. I like either one, honestly. I really think they have a serious pitching advantage today. I do not trust Flaherty. And then also over the course of this series, with full disclosure, it is just a five-game series. The Mariners just are the better team. They've had the better season. They were much better in the second half of the season. I think they've got some sort of spiritual mojo going with Cal Raleigh in the year that he's had. So if you just want a cheaper price and you can save yourself 5 cents, you can go series price at minus 125. But either one I like.
Yeah, I do think it's the Mariners that end up winning the series, because, again, it just feels like their lineup is much more dependable, and they still have a good pitching staff. Like, Tarik Skubal can't pitch every single game for the Tigers is the problem for the Tigers. All right, let's go to Game 3 in the ALDS. Blue Jays lead the Yankees in this series 2-0, and this game is in the Bronx. Yankees minus 150 here. Maybe odds makers are banking on a desperation spot and the fact that Carlos Rodon's been pretty solid for the Pinstripes. Blue Jays plus 125, total of 7.5 runs. Shane Bieber goes for Toronto 4-2 with a 3.57 ERA. So the Blue Jays, you're not going to get them at a steal of a price. If you want to play them in the series, they are minus 600. The Yankees are plus 425. Jenks, do the Yankees have one more left in them?
God, I don't know. I mean, you give the pitching edge to Rodon, and he will give up some runs, by the way. Like, he generally gives up a couple, two or three, but he'll also get you a quality start. So he's one of the best pitchers in the game for a reason. I mean, 10-4 at home this season, 2.98. ERA, that Yankees crowd, I think, will be a factor. But with the way the Jays are seeing the ball over the first two games of this series, and Bieber's no joke. They brought him in for this, right? He's allowed more than two runs and only one of his seven starts this season. With the way the Blue Jays are seeing the ball and the fact that Bieber certainly has their credentials to kind of hang with Rodon, the Blue Jays at plus money is very tempting.
Right. It feels tough to fade a lineup that scored 23 runs over the last two games against this very Yankees team, and even doing it against the Yankees ace. Like, that's the thing. Carlos Rodon's really good, but so is Max Fried. Coming into this game, like, he's their ace, and he gave up 7 earned runs and only 3 innings of work. So it just feels like the Blue Jays are one of those streaky teams. I'm wondering how Aaron Boone is going to manage this one. I wonder how long the leash is for Carlos Rodon, because people have criticized Aaron Boone before about, hey, maybe leave the starter in a bit, because on paper you do have a good bullpen, but in the postseason they have just not been super trustworthy. So I don't know if the Yankees go out with a whimper, but I will say this, Jenks. Overall, the card today I do not feel nearly as strong about. Like, yesterday I feel like I had like two pretty good hypotheses, But this one, it feels like a toss-up to me. Like, Mariners-Tigers, I don't have any thoughts on either a side or a total that I'm going to play today. Blue Jays-Yankees, what about a total in this one? Like, if you think the Blue Jays continue to score runs, and if you think, you know, Carlos Rodon at least gives up a couple, maybe the Yankees' bats actually show some sign of life. I don't know, though. Elimination games, usually unders are the play. But again, this series has been over city.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do, but I think I would probably lean towards the over. It's just hard for me. It's hard to ignore what the Blue Jays have done. And sometimes we see this with teams. They just get hot at the right time. And I feel like the Blue Jays are getting hot at the right time. And also, normally, I'm like you, where normally I have a baseball bat lined up and ready to go. I actually felt better about the Jags last night than I do about these two games, which should tell you something, because, I mean, who wants to fade the Chiefs? I'm glad it worked out. But also, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do here. So this is honestly one of those days where I'll give a best bet at the end of the show, but we only have two baseball games on the card, and I've liked a lot of bets during the postseason. Today, I'm not really sure about anything. So this is one of those days, if not for this show, I would probably say, you know what? I'm just going to take a break and then I'll get back at it tomorrow, which is a good lesson to have, right? You don't have to bet every day. Mm-hmm. It's fun to do and we love doing it. But sometimes the card just doesn't speak to you just because that's the way the card is built or it's a short card. Today, we clearly have a short card in baseball, so it's hard for me to pick out a particular bet that I love.
Yeah, I think it's going to take some digging. Like, I'm going to look at the outs props. And here's the tricky part about our show is because we are so early in the morning, a lot of these props aren't out yet. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's good to have some honesty because, listen, people are putting their hard-earned money on these bets. So I'm not going to sit here and say that I love a play unless I love a play. So, like, that's a trust thing. I'm not going to, you know, say something that I don't believe in. But at the end of the day, like, some of these games are just really evenly matched. And maybe it's not the case with the Blue Jays and the Yankees. I was going to say you could get maybe the Blue Jays at a run and a half, you know, on the reverse run line, but it's minus 180. That's not great. Maybe we can cook up some kind of like alt same game parlay or something to where, you know, we play it conservatively. Mm-hmm. I was looking at some of the pitcher props because maybe that's a way to go. Because I'll say this, the Yankees pitchers have not been striking out many Blue Jays. A lot of it has gone to the fact that the Blue Jays have just been absolutely raking. But Carlos Rodon's strikeout prop is 4.5 tonight. It is very low. So if he gets yanked early, maybe he doesn't get this. But maybe you still consider the under at plus money because you look at some of these other games and Luis Gil had 2 strikeouts in the first game of the series. And I think Max Fried had maybe 1 over 3 innings because he also gave up 7 earned runs. So strikeouts have been hard to come by. Yeah, 1 strikeout for Max Fried over 3 innings of work. So 4.5 seems low, but keep in mind there could be a quick hook. And also the Blue Jays have not been missing a ton of pitches. So maybe there's a play. Jenks, we're going to have to dig deep.
God bless. Is there some soccer game I can bet on today that I know nothing about? I was doing that for a while. I don't know. I mean, when I first heard that number, 4.5 for Rodon, I was like, ooh, I'd be on that. But, I mean, yeah, you're right. Like, if he gets in trouble at all, the hook is going to be quick, not only because it's an elimination game, but also you've got a manager who has a, you know, has an inclination to sort of pull his guys early anyway. Like, that's kind of been a reputation that has followed him. Like, let your guys pitch, let them get out of a jam. So do you think that Boone would do that tonight? Back against the wall? I don't think so. I don't think he's going to suddenly change his spots in this game based on what we've seen in the past. So that's another reason why I'm like, oh, initially that looks good. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about these other factors that are absolutely going to be, you know, something that affect what happens here tonight.
Yeah, and sometimes the logical thing is not what Aaron Boone does. So, like, I'm not trying to get in the, the headspace of him, but I will say this. Maybe one to consider before we go to break. Shane Bieber, his outs prop is 14.5. If he goes 5 innings, you hit the over, it's minus 155. This is not an urgency game for the Blue Jays, and he is one of their higher paid pitchers in the rotation. So maybe that's a play that I'll be playing. Got to get to break. More Daily Tip after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a Teaser Tuesday here on The Daily Tip. In a few minutes, I'll give you my favorite teaser options this week in the NFL. And Jinx, it's always somebody. This is why I like to name the segment Who Ruins My Teaser, because it's always like one team that just like completely blows it. So last week, the teaser was this. We had the Patriots plus 14.5. Easy winner against the Bills because they won that game outright. We had the Colts laying half a point against the Raiders at home. The Colts won 40-6. And then the Giants. I had them plus 7.5 against the Saints. Against the Saints. And Jenks, I thought the Saints were one of the worst teams in the NFL. And I thought, hey, the Giants can maybe at least keep it within a touchdown. They did not. The final score of that game, Saints won it 26-14. I even made like an alternate teaser that week as well. Because I was like, oh, I kind of like the Jags plus 9.5 as well. The problem was, is I made the Giants, the linchpin in both of them. So the Giants ruined not one, but two of my teasers last week.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear about that, Chelsea. I think I was on the Saints. I don't remember. You just never know in the NFL, which is why it makes teasers so tough. And also, you know, when you talk about a rookie quarterback, like the variance is sort of all over the place, right? You'll get an amazing performance, and then there is a couple steps back while they learn the game. And then, you know, you bet on the Giants this week. Jackson Dart could have two or three touchdowns. You just never know. But also, it's tough to hit teasers.
I think, like, what I'm trying to get at is, like, okay, what was the lesson there? Like, you gave me some good reasons. Hey, maybe don't trust rookie quarterbacks. But, like, the week before, the team that ruined my teaser was the Packers. I had the Packers laying a mere point, and they had a tie. Like, what the hell? Against the Cowboys. Like, that game should not have been close, and I don't know what happened to the Packers defense, but living in the past. But, like, my point being is that all these will sound very logical, but, like, somebody's going to pee the bed. And somebody's going to ruin it for me, but listen. I love teasers, and here's the basis. It's that the lines the NFL are generally pretty sharp. And the purpose of teasers is to go through as many key numbers as possible. You can go through 3, you can go through 6, or you can go through 7. And so it does feel like a valuable play, but as we've seen over the last few weeks in the NFL, it's just been absolute chaos. But listen, it's not going to stop us from trying again, so we get back up, and it's time for another edition of Teaser Tuesday.
Chelsea is such a teaser.
It's time to play my favorite game of Who Ruins My Teaser? Because it's always someone. All right, Jenks, here are the legs for this week. First up, we're going to fade one of the worst teams in the NFL at this point, the Baltimore Ravens. I'm not sure what's going on with them, but they're getting the absolute break speed off them. And so I'm going to go with the Rams on the road here against the Ravens, laying a mere point and a half in my teaser. Next up, we're going to go the Lions plus 7.5 at the Chiefs. I feel like the basis of the Chiefs is just that maybe they're going to win this game, but it feels like it's at least going to be close. It just feels like the Chiefs always play in close games, with the exception of the Ravens, who I am also fading. Next up, we're going to go Browns plus 10.5 on the road at the Steelers. Divisional game. I feel like the Browns defense can keep them in it. Maybe the sabotage factor is their offense is not very good, and maybe I don't believe enough in the Steelers. And then I'm going to give you an honorable mention as well. So okay, you can tell me if there is a team you want to kick out of this teaser and replace with this. This feels too good to be true. Colts laying a half point at home against the Cardinals. Like, it feels like a trap to me, right? Like, the Colts have been so dominant. And I feel like eventually these dominant teams, they lose games. And I understand the Colts have lost the game, but, like, my point being is that, you know, they're going to get tripped up by a team that they're not supposed to lose to. So do I keep the teaser as is, or do I replace a team with the Colts?
Ooh. I mean, that's the one that worries me a little bit. I think the Browns can keep it within 10 and a hook against the Steelers, but the Colts is... Look, the Cardinals are not a bad team. They're not a great... The Cardinals are one of those teams that... They're just right in the middle. I feel like every year Arizona is that team right in the middle, right? They're well coached. They have Kyler. They have some offensive weapons. They're pretty good defensively. So they have the ability to beat you or to have the wheels fall off on any given weekend. We saw that over the weekend against your Titans, right? Like, they had that game in hand. That should have been a no-brainer. And then it's just like the whole game went haywire and the Cardinals went haywire. But as good as the Colts have been, when you have a guy like Kyler Murray on the other side who can engineer potentially a game-winning drive, then I think maybe that's the one thing that worries me a little bit. I'm a believer in the Colts. Like, I've come around to believing Indy is the real deal and Daniel Jones looks great, but there is a possibility there with a Cardinals team that is really going to want to regroup after that loss to the Titans.
Right, and I feel like especially the past couple weeks have made me rethink teasing favorites. Because we've seen a lot of these big favorites lose outright. So let me ask you, like, the most obvious leg of this teaser, what about the Rams laying a point and a half of the Ravens? Like, it seems too easy, but, like, how many times have I said that about the legs that ruin my teasers? Is there a sabotage factor there for LA?
I don't think so. Like, I'm so off on the Ravens right now. Maybe they can find some sort of lightning in the bottle and Cooper Rush can go nuts. I just don't see it, because the thing about the Rams is the Rams defense is very good too. Like, the Rams are one of the better teams in the National Football League. They're kind of on the cusp of not elite, but you don't want to face McVay and the Rams. You just don't, because they have too much talent. They're too well coached, and the Ravens are just such a mess defensively right now. Obviously not Lamar, so I don't feel bad about that. I mean, it's less than a field goal? Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Yeah. All right, so next on the sabotage factor list, the Lions plus 7.5 of the Chiefs. Are the Chiefs going to break out and have a dominant game? Like, I just don't feel like it. And plus, like, this has been a spot where the Lions have really thrived. Like, I think I had the Lions in a teaser. Was it when they played the Bills? They played somebody good, and they won that game outright. But it just feels to me like the Lions are never going to give up, and it just feels like their offense has way more high-end potential than what we've seen from the Chiefs. And we've just seen this, that the Chiefs, even when they've been at their peak, they have not been a team that's blowing the doors off people. So I like that 7.5 a lot.
Yeah, I do too. And the Lions are playing great football right now. I know they had that loss to the Packers to open the season, and people thought, oh my God, what's going on with that Lions offense? They're not going to be the same. They've been just running teams just ragged with their offense. They look great. Now, they haven't had the best of schedules, right? I think we're going to find out a lot about Detroit. Like, okay, you've beaten up on what, the Bengals or the Browns. Like, you haven't played necessarily a murderer's row here. So now you have to go to Kansas City. That's always going to be a tough spot to play. This is the late game on Sunday, so it's going to be a crazy atmosphere. This is going to be a desperate Kansas City team. That said, if you're one of the elite teams in the NFL, you should be able to keep it within 7.5 in Kansas City. So I like that a lot, and I think the Lions don't miss Ben Johnson at all.
Right, at least that's what we've seen so far from that offense. Mm-hmm. They still have the pieces and the weaponry to be a very good offense. And here is a reason why we do this early in the week, not just because of the alliteration, is because a lot of these lines will move. And we've already mm-hmm. seen that with this Lions line, to where at certain books that shall not be named, the Lions are +1.5. Over at BetMGM, the Lions are -1. So when we're talking about teasers, that cancels out the Lions, because you don't tease through zero. It's just one of the things you don't do. But my point being is that if you like the Lions in that game outright, mm-hmm. you need to probably bet on this now, because they're getting 1.5 right. points. I feel like by the time the weekend comes, the Lions will be favored at probably most of the books.
Yeah, you would think so, right? It certainly
after
feels that
night.
Way. Yeah, after last night. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how it's always fascinating to me in the NFL. I was thinking about this yesterday, about how sometimes the market shifts based on a week or two, and then sometimes it doesn't shift at all based on sort of the long-term view. And what I mean by that is, like last night, one of the reasons why I liked the Jags was because I felt like the market was too hot on the Chiefs because they got a big win over the Ravens, and people thought, all right, Kansas City's back. And I thought, well, okay, but maybe the Ravens aren't that good. Then measure that up against the Bills, and so the Bills lose outright to the Patriots. Did the market move at all? No. Like, it wasn't affected at all, because I feel like sportsbooks have a better idea of who the Bills are, whereas with Kansas City, we're still trying to figure that out even now. So when I look at this number, I think we're getting a better idea of who Kansas City is, which, again, is a very good team, but not a dominant team who can beat everyone, and I think money's going to come out on the Lions as well.
I think it's really hard not to be reactionary in the NFL, because I think that's what you're getting at, is that sometimes you have to stand firm. And also, you know, watching these games is that a lot had to go right last night for the Jags. Like, that was an mm-hmm. absolutely crazy finish. But to tie this into, like, the Cardinals as well, like, look at all the disastrous things that had to happen for the Cardinals to lose to the Titans. Because a lot of people are going to say, in no world should you ever be losing a game to the Tennessee Titans, which is true. But, mm-hmm. like, look at those two plays that are not ones that are going to happen every game, or at least you hope not, where somebody drops a ball before the goal line and it's a touchback instead of a touchdown. And then that wild play where Cam Ward should have been intercepted, and then you fumble it, and then the Titans pick it up in the end zone. Like, that was a lot of chaos for that win to happen for the Titans. So my point being is that I think maybe people will be too low on the Cardinals now, as opposed to seeing that with a grain of salt and saying, hey, a lot of stuff had to happen.
Yeah, I think so as well. And also, did you see that video of Jonathan Gannon going after Amari DeMarcado? I felt so bad about DeMarcado. I mean, he had, like, his offensive lineman with his arm around him, and Gannon came over and just read him the riot act, pushed him a little bit. And, you know, for me, when a guy knows he's screwed up, like, that badly, like, you could tell he felt terrible. Like, you're not benefiting him by going after him in that way. Like, he's not going to learn anything from you yelling at him and getting in his face and pushing him when he's already crushed by the fact that he knows he screwed up. Like, to me, I think you have to support someone in that situation as opposed to come after them. So I didn't like that move from him, but at the same time, I do expect the Cardinals to respond this week.
I think it's tough. Like, as a mom, it was tough for me to sit there and watch that, because I 100% agree with you. But he is also a professional athlete. And, like, Jonathan Gannon has a right to be angry. His job is on the line, too, with some of those losses. All right, coming up next, we will relive the biggest betting lessons from last night's Monday Night Football game next on The Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.